when I was in senior high school, I just wanted to practice my oral English. Then when I get off class every night, I practice oral, practice English conversation with my friends and last for 1 year and then kind of improve my English. And before that, I couldn't even pronounce it correctly. So I think that's my most memorable English learning experience.
And what about reading? Do you have a memorable reading experience?
Reading, not really. So my reading is not very good. Only in class for English test. But I didn't really read anything myself. Yeah, I tried to read some novels in English, but not many books I have finished.
Why do you think that you didn't finish those books?
I think I couldn't get used to English reading, even though I like English, but because I don't really like reading, so when I'm reading English, it's just kind of couldn't attract my attention for a long time, so I kind of couldn't finish all the books that I bought for reading. Yeah.
How about if the format of the book changed? Maybe if it were a Kindle or it was on your tablet.
Yeah. I think that changed. Since now, I have to read journals, and I used to kind of getting a problem with reading journal because they are all in English. But now I have my iPad, and I feel like it's kind of fresh for me to read on my iPad, and I kind of getting to it, and really, it worked out very well.
So now you're doing postgraduate studies, you're doing an MA in psychology, so I guess there's a fair bit of literature, apart from the journals, which are in English, a lot of terms to learn. So what's that like as a reading experience?
You mean reading those terms? I really like psychology, so I really like to know all about the terms, and I really like to remember them, so it's kind of fantastic experience for me. So for now, I can only read something in English about psychology for now.
So you're motivated by something that you're interested in.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Anything else you want to add?
No.
Okay. Thank you.